across East Cork and West Waterford. This is COY 104 FM.
Delighted to say joining me in studio is Dave Barry. Dave, a very warm welcome. Thanks for coming to us.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for inviting me in, yes.
Busy couple of days ahead now, because this Sunday you're hosting the 4 mile road race yourselves down around Killa. Just give us kind of a background on how it came about.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. Yeah, it's our third year running. I suppose how it came about is there's a group of us that were involved in the All-AC who are from the Killa area. Came together and said that, you know, would we try and organise a race, a community race for Killa. And we had a meeting and we got on to All-AC, who were very supportive. Geraldine Curtin and the people there were very supportive. And we got on to Killa GAA and the Gaelic clubs there, Inch Rovers and Killa Camogie, and they came on board. And at the same time, they were actually formulating this Killa Healthy Clubs project. So it kind of worked well together. So we spoke to a lot of people then and tried to make sure that we organised something that was good. And we wanted a good quality race, because between West Waterford and Cork, there's a huge road running community. And we're anxious that we'd provide a good quality race, and also making sure that we facilitated the front runner as well, and the community as well, that wanted to use it to start their fitness or whatever, you know. So that came together. So we had our first race there 2 years ago. It was great. We had 250 odd runners came out, as well as we had a walk as well, where we had about 80 walkers. And in last year, that grew by 20%, so we're up just shy of 300 runners last year. So, and walkers, they were up as well. So we were delighted. And the feedback we got from people was that things went well, they were running well, and the catering afterwards was went well as well. So we're working this year now to improve it again and try to keep it going well, and to provide a good race, for an enjoyable day for people that come along, and a good community event as well, so that all the community in Killa and Yall can get involved in it.
So it's the third race of the 4 mile or 5K, as it's newly known, the metric term. But where does the race start, and what's the route around for people that might know Killa but don't know where the route is?
Yeah, it starts as a 4 mile road race. It starts out Cork Road there in Killa. It starts there at 11 o'clock. The walkers start at 10. You head out to Mogheely Road, which is flat enough, a small pull in it, but relatively flat. And you come out as far as the turn off there, Garon James, which is about 2 miles out the road. We go back left there by the old water tower, and back in through Garon James, ending up just at the gate of the GAA complex there in Killa. So it's an ideal 4 mile road race, in the sense that it works perfectly, and it's a good level course, and a good course where people can do, you know, can manage good times if that's what they're aiming at.
Yeah, so obviously there's a lot of runners going. I know there's a lot of people from Yall going as well. Running the race itself will start at 11 o'clock?
Yeah, it's starting at 11. Registration starts in the GAA complex at 9. And then there's a walkway across from the GAA complex out to where it starts on the Mogheely Road. And that starts at 11 o'clock. We'll have music there. DJ David O'Keefe will be looking after music on the day, so we'll have a good atmosphere going, both the start and the finish, and afterwards at the presentation and a bit of grub afterwards. So.
And I know it's been picked up on the Cork Running blogspot page. If you haven't picked it up, corkrunning.blogspot.ie. The race has an official AI permit as well, which is kind of crucial for a lot of road races. It's an actual race that has chip times as well.
Yeah, when we organised this, we said that we want to ensure that we ran something that was well organised, and as part of that, then we applied through Yall-AC then for an Athletics Ireland permit. So basically that was granted by the Cork County Board, and then was sanctioned in Dublin. So it's a fully official road race. It's accurately measured, and we'll also ensure that we have chip timing as well, so people get, you know, people have an idea of their exact time, and which is, we see that it's important, because as I said, there's a huge running community, road running community in the region, and to be all anxious that would be part of it. And from my own experience as well, it makes things a lot easier at the end of the race, getting results ready faster than doing the old fashioned way.
And I know there's prizes on the way, on the day as well, Dave, including for a course record.
That's right. We had great quality athletes here that did it the last 2 years. Colm Sheehan had a great time of, I think it was 1925 there, the first year, which is a brilliant time. And our own Aoife Cook there, she won it on both occasions in Yall AC, and she broke the record last year. So, yeah, we have, it's important to, I suppose, it is nice to get the good athletes down as well as you know, allowing everyone else to take part as well. And we're looking at that score that we do get a good lot of quality athletes down to it, you know.
And just talking about the down at the Killa GA Club, I presume parking there will be there's plenty ample parking down there.
Yeah,
for
there was plenty parking in and around the GA grounds. There's also parking over on Mugley Road there. There's ample parking there, and people can walk through across and register as well. So there's plenty of facility for parking, and also the GA complex in Killa is top class, and there's oceans of showering and changing facilities, and we'll have good catering afterwards. Yeah. The other thing I'd like to mention too is, unfortunately this year, that Niall Gearan Construction, they come on board as our main sponsor, and we're very appreciative of that, because these things are a good lot of costs in organising these events, and we appreciate any sponsorship we got from also a number of spot prizes as well from other premises and businesses in the area. So yeah, we appreciate all that backing as well.
Now, I know we're speaking about the Healthy Club project that is entailed in this. We had Colin Murray in a couple of weeks ago speaking about it, but I know tonight is the last night of the Killa Healthy Club project, where they're doing the operation transformation in Killa. It's the last of 6 Monday nights.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, Coleman is actually on our race organising committee, and as part of that, they had the GA linked up with Operation Transformation, where they, on Monday nights, they turn on the lights for 2 hours between 7 and 9, and encourage people from the community and surrounding areas to come in and either walk or run, you know, about 3 miles or approximately 5k. And that was great success. He had over 100 people on all the nights in question, with a maximum, I think, went up to 130 there on an occasion. A lot of them were hoping would be started off walking and built it up to slower jogs, and there's a lot of them hoping to take part now again on Sunday as well. So yeah, that was a great success, and it's again where we linked up with the Healthy Clubs project, you know. And also, I suppose, the All AC as well have a beginners group there. Ricky Devereux has her group there between 6 and 7 on Mondays as well, and they're building up as well, aiming for next Sunday.
So a huge crowd expected next Sunday.
Yeah, we'd hope so. We'd hope that we'd have a good crowd coming again, and that is supported by the community and the people around, you know. Yeah, we were delighted last year, as I said, the numbers went up by 20%, which was brilliant. And if we can hold that and maybe grow a small bit more, we'd be delighted, you know.
So all roads lead to Sunday to Killa. Hopefully the weather will turn right. Just looking at the forecast, I know we were speaking there before we came in, forecast looks to be a bit more favourable than what it started out this morning.
Yeah, initially we were kind of getting very concerned, and I suppose we still are with this cold snap coming, the beast from the east, they're saying. But I think the worst of the snow is coming Wednesday and Thursday, and just looking at the longer term forecast, it says that we could get a drop of rain on Saturday. So and then sunny, it should be kind of sunny with the odd shower, so hopefully that we'll be all systems go on Sunday. Yeah.
All right, just look, I'm sure a lot of people listening will be in shoe and course. There's a walk can start off at 10 o'clock, runners are at 11.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, as I said, it's a real community event, and that, like, for a walk, we'd encourage families. I know that the Killa Cubs are actually doing the walk as part of their one of their outings, and which is brilliant. And they're also manning the water station for us there at the 2 mile mark, so which is brilliant again. But yeah, we'd encourage people to come along the walk. There's something there for everyone. The walk can be families, anyone. It starts at 10 o'clock. then followed by the road race, which starts at 11. And we look forward and to having a great day again. And as we'll show plenty of East Cork hospitality to all the people who come down to us.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone will be looking forward to it. Look, Dave, I think that's pretty much it. Or anything else, Dad?
No, that's perfect. I'm delighted again. Thanks for bringing us in here. And we hope to see you maybe yourself next Sunday morning. And I appreciate allowing us to preview our road race.
Yeah, look, not a bother. And I'm sure we'll get another mention in off Barry Drake on Friday's Drive Time Sport. But look, Dave, thanks very much for calling in, and hope you have a good day on Sunday.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, Pat. COY 104 FM.